This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. That is the point here of the program. But we always bring things to the table that we think you might find interesting. And still to come here tonight, or actually what we're going to start out with, I think, is your story, Will, which is about forgiveness, a topic that I think is a very important one. I think that I try to practice forgiveness often in my life, and sometimes I get grief from people because I practice forgiveness. Some people just don't want to give up a grudge, and then they decide to hold a grudge against you when you are willing to give up any kind of hard feelings, and when you're willing to forgive another person, so then they just end up hating you because you won't join them in their anger parade.
I learned that as well from experience.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. There's a story that is just, I think, really powerful. Where is it coming from?
Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Okay. We used to be on the air there in Fort Smith. I don't think we are these days, though.
Well, it says here, according to, what is this, ArkansasMatters.com. It's a local news station, KRK4.
Okay.
And it says, in October of 2016, Masjid al-Salam, Masjid means
a mosque,
you know, it's the proper term. It means a place of making prostration, the place where you bow to God. And al-Salam means of peace.
And for listeners that don't know, you opened a masjid here in Keene, New Hampshire just this month.
Yeah, yeah, Masjid al-Latif.
Last month.
Which means the gentle or the one who doesn't need force. So, anyway, it says Masjid al-Salam in Fort Smith was vandalized, but one year later, the man behind the act, Abraham Davis, receives his ticket to freedom from the people that he hurt the most. Quote, it shouldn't be hanging over him for the rest of his life, President al-Salam of al-Salam, Louay Nasri said. October of 2016, swastikas etched in spray paint and the words, go home, covered the front of Masjid al-Salam. The mosque security cameras caught the man behind the act. We knew the person did a bad thing, and there was to be consequences for their actions, Nasri said. But we didn't have ill feelings toward anybody. Abraham Davis's felony charges consisted of community service and a hefty fine.
Felonies, wow.
A task Davis might not have been able to complete on his own.
I mean, look, I don't support vandalism, but man, I mean, felony charges for vandalism?
Yeah, hate crime multipliers automatically make it a felony.
Oh, it was considered a hate crime.
It's considered a hate crime, you know.
Oh.
If you spray paint swastikas on a house of worship, yo, that's...
I see.
You know,
because I remember.
Pretty hefty.
I mean, just to interrupt the story briefly here with something related. Years ago, I mean, way back, probably a decade ago, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there was the Hope Chapel, one of the larger churches, more visible churches. It's on one of the main drags here. It was vandalized by somebody who wrote some anarchy related things on the church building, you know, Circle A or whatever. I don't remember everything that was written, but, you know, red paint on the side of this building and quite a bit of it, you know, not just like one spot, but a lot. And I don't think he got charged with any kind of, I don't know if New Hampshire has hate crime legislation, and I don't think he got charged with it if it did. But the interesting part of that story was that the actual anarchists, the libertarian anarchists, libertarians and voluntarists and, you know, the freedom people, we came out, even though we didn't go to...
not according to a lot of anarchists, right? Because if you talk to people who are, you know, who claim to be, like, black flag, you know, black and red flag anarchists, they would say, well, if you believe in capitalism, therefore you believe in a hierarchical society, and therefore you're not actually an anarchist, you believe in bosses, therefore you are the devil,
Well, I don't know what each individual believed who came to help out with this, but actual anarchists...
You can't believe in anarchy unless you believe in anarchy the way we tell you to believe in anarchy, because we know how to do anarchy the right way, because we're telling you how to do things, which is clearly anarchy.
I suspect that the person who did this tagging hasn't really thought that far about anarchy in general. I don't even know if they would identify themselves as an anarcho-communist or something like that. It was probably just some bratty teenagers with nothing better to do, would be my guess. In fact, I know for a fact it was a very young person, probably in his late teens, because I've ended up finding out through the grapevine who the person was. But so the point of the story was the libertarian community, many of whom would describe themselves as anarchist, but not all, because I don't.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I'm a voluntarist personally, but and that means I think all human interaction should be consensual. And so we came out and helped the church. So it was members of the church and the anarchist community who actually grabbed the paint rollers and put their, you know, their backs into getting that job cleaned up. And so it was just kind of a similar story, but not exactly, because I don't think the guy in that case ended up getting caught, while this guy did because of the footage.
Well, not only was he caught, he was caught and convicted. And after the conviction, he got the community service. He got a great big fine. And,
Did that go back to the mosque, the fine?
The mosque, no, but the mosque, they found out that fine was going to place Davis in a huge financial strain.
As it does on most people who go through the court system. I mean, generally, the court victims are not people who drive, you know, fancy cars. They go after poor people, typically. And those are the people who are least in a position able to pay the fines that are assessed against them. In fact, some courts know this, like here in New Hampshire, they will actually assess you with a payment plan as well. So if the judge will say to you, Mr. Coley, can you pay this fine in full right now? And if you're like most people in court, you'll say,
nope.
And then he'll say, well, we can put you on a payment plan, but there's going to be a 20% fee on top of it.
Oh, you see, they don't do that in Tennessee. There's no fee for... The only fee that you pay there is if you don't pay in cash.
Oh, okay.
And that is a huge fee.
They charge like a credit card service fee kind of thing?
Like 15%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty huge fee. But what happens here, it says, quote, we heard that he was having some financial problems.
Right.
If you don't pay your fine, according to the judge, that's an automatic 6 years in jail.
Whoa.
Well.
What state was this?
Well, we didn't want him to go to jail. End quote.
Yeah. They didn't think that jail was an appropriate punishment.
At least not 6 years worth.
Well, and you were telling me off the air that that Islam doesn't believe in jail as a punishment.
No. You see it in modern Muslim countries, but it wasn't something that existed in the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because prison doesn't do anything to make a victim whole, and that's the basis of Sharia, is to, you know, make a victim whole. That's why qisas exists, is you can either...
What's that word mean?
Qisas, basically what it means is either you can be punished for doing something wrong, so like you hear about like the cutting of the hand or like execution for murder and stuff like that. Well, you can, the family can also say, you know what, I don't want that to happen. I don't want this person to be punished like that.
Victims have a say.
I want to forgive this person, and instead that person pays me a restitution. And it's not just the person and their family would then pay a restitution to me either for my physical loss as a business owner or vandalism or fraud or whatever the case may be, or the loss of possible income. Say I was an elderly father and you murdered my son. Well, my son would have taken care of me according to our faith, so now you get to take on a financial responsibility of paying a specific amount.
You, the attacker. Yeah.
For what the courts feel is fair for what was taken from the victim.
Mm-hmm.
But what this happened is it went in reverse. The Muslims said, you know what? This guy could get 6 years in prison if he can't pay a fine. We don't want him to be taken from his family for 6 years. We are going to pay the fine, and because they couldn't just forgive him. They couldn't just say, you know what, we don't want him to have to pay that fine. And the courts say, okay, well, you know what, since you don't want that to happen, that's just fine, never mind. Because it's not money that goes to them. It's money that goes to the states. So the state wasn't willing to forgive. So the Muslims went in and paid the fine.
The state ended up victimizing them a second time.
Exactly.
I definitely think that if you've harmed someone, that you should, you know, if you're going to make good, you should definitely ask to kiss off.
Yes.
855-450, free like freedom. 855-450.
He had that joke the whole time.
3733. Yes, he did. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, we can talk more about forgiveness, but we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. So let's do that shortly. But also, do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You want to learn about cryptocurrency? Well, start with the granddaddy of them all, which was Bitcoin, the one that started everything back in 2009. You can learn the history, you can learn the basics, and get more information from the news site as well over at Bitcoin.com. Not only do they have a bunch of great news stories that they're constantly updating at news.bitcoin.com, but also if you want to get into Bitcoin mining, you can do that at pool.bitcoin.com. Get in the Bitcoin.com mining pool. There's a lot to do over there, but just get started over at Bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we got Juice. He's in North Dakota watching us on the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Juice.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I had two questions tonight for Ian.
All right.
My first question was about, do you remember when you started talking about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live? What year that was?
Yeah, I think it was 2011 when we first heard about the Silk Road. I think that was what it was, but I can't remember exactly what the issue was.
Interesting, because
it was in the news for some
reason back then. Yeah, I remember hearing about it on your show, and that's how I initially got into Bitcoin.
Right on.
I had trouble remembering like exactly what year it was I got into it.
Yeah, I think it was 2011. So kudos to you. Did you get into it and hold on to it, or did you get into it and then sell off when it hit like $100?
Sir, I have sold almost nothing.
Good job.
I did so well in that. I was a broke college student at the time. I had very little extra money, but I could tell. I was a math and computer science student, and I could tell when I heard about Bitcoin, the potential that it had. So I put all my extra money in it, which wasn't a lot. And over a period of a couple of years, I managed to put about $3,000 into Bitcoin. And
Today
that's worth about... I'm approaching $500,000 in crypto assets. I've since diversified in some different altcoins. I got every single Bitcoin fork. So I got about...
Did you pay off your college debt?
We got a whale coming through.
Did you pay off your college debt with it?
I didn't pay off college debt because I didn't have any.
Good job.
I was kind of smart about how I financed my college, but I did... I did manage to get to this point in my life, being debt-free, and I don't own a house. I rent an apartment. But I'm doing pretty well financially, and then especially having this enormous crypto nest egg. I'm planning to hold on to it for at least a couple more years and hopefully buy a house in cash eventually.
That sounds like a darn good plan. Now, you're out there in North Dakota. You got any plans to bring that crypto influence here to New Hampshire?
It's a possibility. It's for sure. I'm not really sure what the future holds as far as where I might be geographically. I kind of like, Roger Ver's idea, honestly, of,
to move to an island.
Perhaps just, retreating to the Caribbean somewhere and trying to, live as free as possible. You know, that was never an option before this crypto market blew up. So who knows? Maybe I'll have a lot more financial freedom in the coming years as a result of those early.
Yeah. I mean, Bitcoin went up, what, almost 2,000% in the last year, basically. So if that happens again, your $500,000 worth of Bitcoin is going to be worth significantly more, at that point.
Absolutely.
I mean, hit 50 and then, you know, $50 million. Who knows where it's going to be in another year, because the increase of the value of the cryptocurrency markets this year has been the banner year. I mean, this year, meaning 2017, the year that just ended, was an absolutely incredible year. I mean, it's almost hard to believe that 2018 could top it, but it could. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen. It could totally bottom out, too. Anything could occur, but it seems like things are going in this direction. It seems like people are seeing the value in cryptocurrency, not just Bitcoin, but cryptocurrency is a larger trend. I think that's something that we've been seeing happen, is the lessening of the influence of Bitcoin over the rest of that marketplace, and seeing these other cryptos rise up to compete with it. I think we're going to see an unprecedented year in competition for that top spot, because you know they all want it. Bitcoin Cash, Ripple, you know, all these other competitors, they would love to unseat Bitcoin and you know, be up there at the top. So kudos to you, Juice, for figuring it out early, because like I said, I saw the value in it, but I didn't actually take any steps to do anything about it. So right on, man.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I think, as you said, I mean, competition in currency is great for all of us, and it's great for the market. So I'm excited to see all these different currency projects competing with one another for people's attention and for people's resources. I'm extremely bullish on Bitcoin Cash. I've pushed most of my liquidity into Bitcoin Cash, and I still hold a sizable position in Bitcoin Core, but I think that Bitcoin Cash is the future, personally. But I had one other question I wanted to ask you about that time back in 2011, because I've been trying to remember some of these things from so long ago, and there was a service that y'all used to advertise on Free Talk Live around that time, and this was pre-Coinbase, and this was a service that I used to buy all my Bitcoin, and it was something like, they were people who were selling Bitcoin. It was a company that was doing this. It's not around anymore, and their business thing was you would go to a Wells Fargo bank, and you would deposit cash, and then you'd wait a few days, and then they'd send you your Bitcoin. Do you remember what that was called?
Oh, God. Yeah, it was Charlie Shrim's thing, I think. I'm spacing on what the name was right now, but if you were to go back on, like, look up Charlie Shrem and then go back and see his kind of history, the name of that that business will come up. But it's totally, I'm losing it right now. We went to their offices in Manhattan, and we actually broadcast from their offices at that point in time. And they're no longer in business. That's because they went after Charlie. The federal government put him in prison for a couple of years because he was doing business with somebody who was on the Silk Road and who had informed him that he was on the Silk Road. And so he knew that he was doing business with somebody who was a Silk Road dealer, and they found out about that somehow. I forget the details, but ultimately he had unencrypted emails in his Gmail account. So when the feds went in to read his emails, they were just able to go and read his emails. So he hadn't taken the time to do PGP encryption on his emails. Had he done that, they would have had a much more difficult time gathering evidence against him. So always
BitInstant.
What's that?
BitInstant.
Thank you. No, was it BitInstant? Yeah, I guess you're right about that. BitInstant. Was what it was. So there you go. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, very much so. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, and hope to see you out here in New Hampshire one of these days, even if you do end up on the Bitcoin rich people island. Thanks for the call.
He happens to live in Sarasota?
Yeah, he did. He did move to Sarasota recently, within the last, I think, year or so.
That's interesting.
So toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I think that we're going to see, you know, some great things happening here. We already are seeing great things happening here in New Hampshire in the world of cryptocurrency. If you are a cryptocurrency fan, whether you are a Bitcoin billionaire or millionaire or 100,000-aire or 10,000-aire or whatever, 1,000-aire, because all those
you
things...
just broke like me.
Yeah. You've got more than $1,000 worth of cryptocurrency.
Oh, well over $1,000. Yeah.
I mean, it's not yours. It belongs to the Malik Center, which is your mosque. But,
yeah, it's not mine.
But you are in charge of those funds for the mosque.
I'm pretty good at it, too.
And so if those people bring their Bitcoin wealth here to New Hampshire and they're libertarians, I mean, concentrating not just libertarians in one place, but also wealthy libertarians in one place is going to be a game changer for the liberty movement. There's more coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Still to come, we can talk more about the power of forgiveness, and also on the way, not everything is okay in the world of California weed legalization. We talked last night about the good news about California legalizing cannabis for recreational purposes, but there's some unusual circumstances.
I heard Connecticut did as well.
No. Connecticut?
That they just passed another medical cannabis law recently.
Oh, medical?
No, not just medical now. I've got
really?
Some friends from Connecticut. I mean, either
there's
that
a lot
or
of
they,
people. Here's something that you know.
Either that, or my friends that live there are mistaken.
It's very possible because there's this these businesses going around lying about the legalization of marijuana in different states in order to sell edibles at expensive prices that contain absolutely no THC whatsoever.
Oh, are these those guys running those trucks in New York?
Yeah, they're going around. So they're lying in New York and telling people, and people are starting to believe that, oh, hey, weed's been legalized.
These are friends of mine that are, like, he's very sick. He gets medical medical cannabis for a fairly serious
Yeah, it's very different if he's getting,
And she's a caregiver for him, and I was we were talking, and she was like, I think if I'm not mistaken, I heard that they passed a law that it's full recreational starting next year, and I was like, what?
No. According to Newsweek, this is a story circa today. This was posted today, so this is about the states that may be looking at recreational. Vermont is apparently getting pretty close. Vermont lawmakers.
Yeah, I heard that from Robert.
Robert in Vermont,
longtime listeners,
longtime caller of the show. He forwarded me.
But
that
only
article.
For the 1%. Very important.
he forwarded me the news here that they are looking at possibly being the first state where the legislature.
Wait for me,
this.
But none for thee.
And so we'll see what happens there. But there's a section here about Connecticut, and it says that they are going to move ahead, or marijuana policy project is going to continue the fight to legalize recreational marijuana in 2018. So that doesn't mean they've got anything on the table necessarily. So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450, free like freedom. Coming up here, we'll take your calls about anything, but I do want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. It is a wireless security system, meaning that the cams are wireless. There is one wire involved in the system. That's the power cable that you plug in the hub. You get the hub and the cams all set up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone, and it's done within moments. I mean, really, you unbox this thing, you pop the batteries in, and you set it up. It's really simple. No drilling, any holes, running wires, none of that stuff. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one security camera in some of those fancier systems. blinkprotect.com/FTL. And again, that's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to Ricky. He is in the Commonwealth. Ricky, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
All right, you're on the air.
Thank you so much. No, I heard you talking a little about forgiveness, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that now. Forgiveness is important, but an important point to remember is there can be no forgiveness without repentance, and there's a reason for that.
I disagree. Well, go ahead. You know, please explain.
Well, I'll give an example of that. Say, for example, you have somebody that has done terrible things, okay? They've lied or they're a hypocrite or other things. I mean, you can go down the list. Now, the fact of the matter is, the repentance comes in. Now, if I were to forgive them just like that and say, you know, it's okay, and I'm going to give a good example of that, who am I? I'm telling them it's okay to lie, it's okay to slander, it's okay.
No, forgiving somebody does not say that it was okay.
Actually, it's kind of like saying crime pays. See, I can forgive them personally within myself, and I probably already have done that because I feel sorry, because you got to be merciful for those who lie. They need to grow up a lot, you know? That's true. But, see, here's the thing. I cannot verbally do that. And I'll give an example of that. This is why I come to the conclusion that I did with your co-host sitting next to you. Because it's also more incredibly difficult when the person has no remorse whatsoever, when yours truly called him out on very serious allegations, including lying about his own faith to the people.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm talking about...
He's called in and said he was going to make these call-outs quite a few times, but we've never really had a whole lot of substance to them outside
That's because he can't speak a sentence without losing everybody's attention.
I say, listen up, boy. I said, you got to hear me, boy.
That's all right, brother hypocrite. We did that last night, didn't we, brother Freeman? I had a very good show.
That wasn't Ian. That was Johnson.
You were a little more coherent than normal last night. I will give you that point, Ricky. But if you're making an allegation about Will Coley or Johnson, I'm not sure which, because you said the man sitting next to me, and there are two in the studio here sitting next to me. What is the allegation that you are making? And try to make it clear in like maybe one sentence, if you could.
All right. Very simply put, Will Coley, you are the individual. And I'll tell you why. Because everybody listens to you, everybody hears what you say, and it would be irresponsible for me as a person just to let it go. You know, there are other people, and you have never, ever, ever apologized in any way. In fact, you laughed and thought it was funny that you...
are you talking about? Like, what is it that you are alleging that he has done?
Oh, let's see here. He lied to you about the practice of El Takia. That he lied to you about.
What is that?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know from Will Coleman that he lied to you about it.
It's the anti-Muslim equivalent of yelling racist in a conversation.
Actually, can I tell you what it is? I'll tell you what it is, Brother Freeman. See, I disagree with this because I don't think it's ever okay to lie. But see, and it is said that, see, there are three examples they give you. Example, it is okay to lie to your wife as an example. In the case, like, say, for example, she come out and say her dress, you know, and, you know, her dress looked terrible. Well, you don't tell her that. Now, that makes it better. And, you know, also, you know, there are two other examples that they give. And, you know, the thing is, I don't agree with that because once you tell a lie, you tell another lie. And this man has told tons of lies, including about the history of the Civil War. It's called the... Don't lie, Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Ian, that's okay. He also said you're an anarchist.
That dog is lower than a snake full of buckshot.
Three times you said you are not, and that's a good thing, Brother Freeman, because I'm glad you're...
Hog gravy and chitlins.
That's okay because...
You know what? You're bringing this... I know what you're talking about, Ricky. You're talking about the allegation that you made that is false about Muslims being able to tell lies to people to promote their religion, and that is absolutely not the case. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, but see, here's the problem. See, you're a fool there, Brother Freeman, because you listen to your co-host. And the problem is you got to listen to the experts, like he said himself. That's exactly what
My co-host is an expert. He is somebody who has spent years of his life, and thank you for the call, he is somebody who has spent years of his life studying Islam, and every question I've ever asked you, Will, and we've talked, you know, we drive around and do stuff together a lot, you know, I asked you a variety of questions about Islam and the beliefs therein, and you've always had an answer, and it's always been an educated response of somebody who obviously has done a lot of work and put a lot of time into learning about that topic.
Well, yeah, I would say there's a pretty good reason for that. Before I got into radio, actually part of what led me into radio, and before I got into the political activism, I lectured on Islam, Islamic history, Islamic jurisprudence, Islamic law at Valencia College in Orlando, Florida, and at the University of Central Florida for 2 years. So, you know, there's a reason why you get an educated response from me, as I used to lecture at universities on the subject.
I mean, we didn't know each other real well before you moved to New Hampshire. I mean, we'd kind of met each other on various different occasions at events here in New Hampshire that you'd come to visit previously. But if I'd had any inkling that you were a dishonest person, you know, you would have never gotten a chance to open up the Malik Center where you did. You wouldn't be sitting here right now. And ever since we've had the chance to get to know each other, I think that, you know, you're an upstanding, honest individual, and that's been my impression. And Ricky, we don't know who that guy is. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Right here, toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online as well. So you don't have to call the show. You can actually get interactive with hosts and other listeners on our Free Talk Live forum, which you can go to forum.freetalklive.com to find. That's forum.freetalklive.com. I believe all three of the hosts in the studio tonight have forum accounts. I think you're on there, right, Johnson?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And I know, Will, you signed up over the last month, though, so you dropped in there.
My account has been linked from the old forum stuff over...
From way back.
Yeah, way back.
So, because these forums used to be the... Well, they are the Shire Society forums, but before that they were the Free Keen forums, and so they've... The content, some of it, has been there for a decade.
Right.
But the Free Talk Live forum is a new portion of that forum, and a lot of our listeners have come on board there within the last couple months, especially since we did the free Bitcoin Cash giveaway there. That got a bunch of people to sign up. How many of them will come back now that they've gotten their Bitcoin Cash is another question. But you can go there and get interactive on the Free Talk Live forum. And I'm spending more time there because I'd started to spend more time there in general, but sort of as my New Year's resolution, I decided to quit Facebook cold turkey. And so, therefore, I have more time to spend on other things, like the forums. So check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. And by the way, just to anybody who might be curious about quitting Facebook, it's easier than I thought it was going to be. You know, I haven't really been wondering what's been going on there. I haven't been thinking about it. I've just been noticing that I have more time. I've been able to do more things.
So wait, did you deactivate your account?
I did not. Okay, I quit with the intention of seeing how long I can go before I feel like I have to log back in for some reason.
I was going to say, because how are you managing the pages, or are you going to just cease?
I'm just going to cease.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm just giving up.
Down? Are you going to shut them down?
No, just giving up on it. If somebody else cares enough,
right,
they could just come to me and say, hey, I want to help with managing this page, but I doubt anyone cares.
Right.
But it's only been 2 days, so we'll find out. So anyway, there you go. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about, briefly we were talking about cannabis there, but before that we were discussing forgiveness and this story about Muslims in Arkansas?
Yes.
Arkansas.
Fort Smith, Arkansas.
That their masjid was vandalized by somebody who drew swastikas on it. That person was charged with felonies and ultimately convicted. They were issued a fairly large fine. Was it like $1,000? What was
it? It was $1,700.
Wow. And the dude was in a bad way financially, so he wasn't able to make the payments on time for the fine. And so knowing this, the folks behind the mosque, they said, well, we don't believe that this person should be going to prison for what they did.
No. He also has community service that he's going to have to do. So he's going to have to give back to the community. And the imam there, Nasri, says, we thought this was the right thing to do. We thought, you know, if someone does something bad and came and apologized, then forgive them. Mm-hmm. That should be the natural thing. We had no idea that this forgiveness would become an international story. Nasri says, Al-Salam means the peaceful. And he continues to uphold that meeting. If he would have known who he, meaning Davis, would have known who we are, then he wouldn't have done this, Nasri said. And if we would have known his troubles with us, then we would have tried to help him. Communication and education are extremely important.
Right, and you, in a situation like this where obviously ignorance was the motive, I mean, surely the motivating factor, had he known that these are a kind group of people that are human beings just like him, maybe he wouldn't have done this. So I think that that's true. But the fact is he did do it, and after the fact, if you aren't willing to talk to this person, or
I wonder how drunk he was when he did it.
Good question.
Because I've seen a lot of this. This isn't the first time something like this has happened. There was another vandalism, I think in Missouri, where the guy, no, it was in, yeah, I believe it was in Missouri, where the guy broke in and tore the mosque up.
Oh, jeez.
Macheted some walls, peed in the floor and stuff, and then then the same thing happened. They decided to forgive the guy and let the guy go. But he was just falling down drunk, you know, and
right.
a lot of times I think that's what happens with these people is, you know, they are not in the right capacity and they've got some grudge or something.
Or they've been lied to. They've been told lies, like by people like Ricky.
Too much time on the internet, you know.
Yeah.
too many hours in the Facebook.
And they're taking out their frustration on what are ultimately a group of innocent people. But if you aren't willing to communicate, if you just get mad, if you just decide to stay mad, and decide to make this person your enemy or anybody that is like them your enemy, then you're going to have more of that in the future. You're going to manifest that in the future. Whereas if you do what these folks did, which was, and it sounds like it was a group decision, right? Like they came together, they had a discussion.
More than likely the Shura Council got together and made the decision amongst themselves. Because a decision of this magnitude,
mm-hmm,
Imam's not usually going to make a decision like that on his own. That's going to be something that the council, somebody on the Shura Council said, you know what, this is something we should do, lobbied for it, and, you know, I mean, it doesn't say if it was a unanimous decision or what, but I'm fairly certain that this was a council decision,
right,
and they moved forward with it. I've actually encouraged, there was a vandalism in Florida, and I know the leadership down there. They don't have a council. They do have just one imam. Mm-hmm. It's a situation that I won't get into on the air.
All right.
And encourage them, you know, like, maybe you should do the same thing, because this guy was looking at like 25 years in prison for vandalism.
All right, let me throw a tough question at you here on this. The argument against forgiveness, which I'm not in favor of, I'm in favor of forgiveness, just playing devil's advocate here. Couldn't the argument be that, well, look, Will, if you forgive this guy, the news is getting out here. Now all of the Nazis, they know that they can just come and destroy your property with no punishment whatsoever, because you're just going to let it go. You're going to pay the fines for them.
You know, I'm sure when Salah Hadin did this, you know, decided to send a doctor to William the Conqueror, there were Muslims that probably said the same thing to him. You know,
and William the Conqueror was trying to kill the Muslims.
Yeah, he was. It was the last crusade. He fell off of his horse. The horse fell on top of him and injured him severely. And the response of Salah ad-Din was to send his top doctors to,
wow,
and a new horse. So that was, you know, that was what he did. So I'm sure there were probably Muslims at the time that were like, you know what, you're just inviting the crusaders to continue to come back.
Mm-hmm.
By showing, you know, magnanimity. Thank you. In this way, but you know, but he's not the only character in our tradition that's done this. You
sure.
had Abdul Qadir al Jasri, who like he was a mujahideen, a military like a militia leader in Algeria when the French invaded Algeria and tried to colonize Algeria. And he fought them. He was imprisoned for a decade by the French. Then he was released. And when he went to Syria, and while in Syria, there was a revolt against French rule in Syria, and the very same diplomats and military leaders who had arrested him and thrown him in prison were basically holed up inside of this building under siege. And he took his militia that he had used in Algeria to fight against the French, and used it to fight against the Muslims who were trying to murder, because they weren't there in that capacity. They were just there as civilians. And he literally stood and said that this jihad, this struggle, this fight to defend these French Christian ambassadors is no less a fight in the name of God than it was when we fought against them to defend our homeland in Algeria.
Mm.
So if being forgiving in this manner is simply inviting more, then it is something that Muslims who are celebrated in our history have done over and over again. So, I mean, either we just are gluttons for punishment, or it's something that our religion teaches us that we're supposed to do, and we keep doing it over and over again, and exalting those from our history who do so. I mean, the most famous Muslims in history among Muslims are people like Abdul Qadir al-Jasri, people like Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi.
And that's, I think, you know, and to just speculate a little bit here about that, I think that the reason for it is because forgiveness is a powerful act. It is an act that can get, I think, the attention of the other person in a way that nothing else can, right? Like of the person who committed that act, that, you know, that the people that they just harmed are now treating that person with kindness or treating that person with forgiveness. That's not what they were expecting. They were expecting to get a violent response. They were expecting to get an angry response. And when they don't get that, it kind of throws them for a loop. Besides the fact that you're also, it's good for you to
the
forgive.
The only time I have ever been the one quoted by a scholar instead of the other way around, I said that the embodiment of the sunnah is the ability to reject vengeance.
Hmm.
To have the ability to take revenge and just let it go.
I love that. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to tell us a story of forgiveness. We'd love to hear it. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.